Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Boiling Point Faith and Fire, where we talk real life, real headlines, real faith, and no bullshit here. We don't sugarcoat, we don't pretend. We're just giving our honesty, our conviction, and literally a lot of backbone that I feel like the world is missing right now. Our mission is simple. We want to help you think for yourself. We want you to stand on truth. And we want you to live with actual spiritual authority, not whatever watered down BS, MSM version that the world is trying to feed you. Okay. Quick reminder before we get into it, 97% of people, you guys, 97% of people are walking around with an omega imbalance, and it is messing with your mood. It is messing with your information, your inflammation, and your information, and your clarity, and your energy. So I really am encouraging you guys today, like, stop guessing on your health. Okay. Big Pharma is not your friend. They make money on you being sick. So why would they not tell you one of the most important things in your health journey? Because there's no money to be made, because the Omega test is going to show you your numbers, the oil is going to fix your foundation, and they're out money. Okay. But here I am, you guys. I'm here with Rory. He is a legit podcast coach, one of the best, and he actually knows what he's doing. So if you are trying to grow or launch or stop sounding like you recorded an episode under a blanket fort, this is your guy. Legally speaking, this is not medical advice. It's not legal advice and not anything that requires a license. This is our opinion, our experience, and you choosing to listen is on you. And you sharing the show makes you our best friend. So make sure you do that today. And let's get into it today. Hello, Rory.
Hello, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm not good. I'm in World War III right now at home. I'm just gonna say that, okay? Number one, it's freezing in my office. Like it's a new addition, the newest addition, and they did not insulate it. And so I'm only gonna be in here for this podcast because so I'm not turning on the heater, right? My cats started World War III. Like there was a big traumatic event in my house, and we are literally in prison. I have three cats. I have to keep them all separated because they are wanting to kill each other. This is the second night of like every door in my house shut, cats crying all night. It's insane. Like I'm drowning in cat trauma. Literally, I've never seen
What
anything
am I
like
missing? I'm
it.
not a cat guy, so what am I missing?
Dude,
Is this like
it's a
a time of the
natural
month
thing.
thing for the cats, or?
No, this has never happened before. We had a dog break a barrier and I wasn't home, so they were here by themselves and they were traumatized. And I've been through this before with cats and my dog, okay? And my dog doesn't try to kill them, but he plays so rough. I've had to put two cats down. That's why we have a dog barrier. He got in there. Didn't touch the
Oh.
cats, but like I walk in the house and I hear them screaming and I smell cat shit. And from what I experienced before, it was exactly what happened with the two cats that I had to put down. I smelled, they pooped everywhere. It's a fear response. It was insane. So I go in this room and they just like start. I get the dog out because he's just looking like, what's wrong? I just want to play. Like he's just a big dummy, right? They're like all attacking each other. So I had to do a deep dive, a telehealth vet thing. It's been a mess. But yeah, it's like a week that I might have to do this because they're all so traumatized. And naked cats are very super sensitive. So they like excrete like this fear hormone. And it's just a lot. It's a lot. I've never been through this in my life. And so I'm like, it's crazy. My husband's like, literal prison right now.
These are the lizard things that you show on Facebook all the time,
Yeah,
right?
the
The
little naked
hairless,
cats, the
yeah.
sphinx. Yes. So I've got two sphinx
Yeesh.
and then I have a big, huge, long-haired cat, like Maine Coon breed. So yeah, they all three hate each other and I just my the sphinx cats
Wow.
cannot be alone. They can't be alone. My big fat cat, like he doesn't care. The fur cat, I could put him in a room and he doesn't care. But like when he wants out, he's not playing around. He's like, let me out of here. But the other two, like my two little girls are upstairs in separate bedrooms with each cat, like doing their school and watching TV. Like we've been in those rooms for 2 days because they just can't be alone. Like their personality is wild. So yeah. Yeah, you didn't think you were gonna get that when you
Gotcha.
said how you doing, right? I just did a whole trauma
I
dump on you
didn't.
guys.
No. Yeah,
It's insane here. It is insane here.
I need to pause just for a second.
Yeah.
All
Yeah. No, you're good. You're totally good. All right, you guys. So there are some things that we're going to talk about. And I could probably get this started with Rory taking a time out. This is what happens. I stressed him out, you guys. He's probably has to go pace the floor because it's just wild and crazy. You never know what you're going to get with Brandon Linette. So I want to bring up really fast Candace Owens. Okay. I've told you guys forever that I am going to, that I want to listen to her with everything that's going on. And honestly, I just haven't. I haven't had the time. I haven't made the time. And so I want to genuinely just say that I haven't really listened to her, but I do see bits and pieces. I see the clips, like the short video clips when I'm waiting for a TikTok to upload or whatever it is. But Turning Point USA put out a video calling out Candace Owens. And I'm going to tell you, like, the whole thing feels like, I don't know, watching like a divorce happen in real time when both parents are swearing that they're fine. So the way this guy sat there, kind of reading through the things, welcome back. I just started talking about Candace.
You're good. You're good. Furnace guy. Sorry about that,
Sweet.
everybody.
No,
Can't
it's
control when you come
perfect.
by. It's like, you know,
I
I was
get
going to
it.
end up dressed thicker than you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it wouldn't be so bad if I was leaving, if I was going to be in the office today. I would have it warmed up and heated up, but it's just not worth it right now. But anyway, it's this guy's stiff as a board. Reading a statement like someone's holding him hostage. It was very impersonal. It was unemotional. It did not scream confidence. It looked really desperate. And it looked like they're really trying hard not to look guilty while looking really, really guilty. So I think they put this out because they're having a PR crisis and they're panicking. So, what I know of Candace, she's a lot of things. She's loud. I think she's intelligent, unfiltered. I absolutely respect that. But what I've known about her is that she doesn't usually take a swing if she doesn't have the receipts. And the way that Turning Point is scrambling to respond, like it reminds me of someone who's like mass deleting texts and saying, I have nothing to hide. Right? It's giving Hillary Clinton vibes, really. And I'm not team anyone right now, like just team truth, So here's the thing. They are doing a live debate, and I am very interested to see where it goes when they finally sit down together live because somebody's lying, somebody's spinning, or somebody's about to get exposed. So I just wanted to bring that up today, just so you guys are aware of that. I feel like it's something that we should be watching because nobody else cares about the fact that Charlie Kirk got murdered on, national television in front of the entire world. Nobody really seems to care other than her. So I'm here for this. Like I do, I pray that the truth comes out and I pray that she's backed on this. I do believe there was a hit put on her life, and I think that's insane that these leaders just get away with everything. So, I do pray for Candace, even though I haven't really tuned in. But if you guys have tuned in and you know the tea, let me know. I put a post up and there's not too much traction on it about I thought there would be more of a discussion piece because I feel like people are very divided. Either you're, there's not a lot of people in the middle like me. Either you are Candace balls to the wall or you're like, she's crazy. And I don't, I'm a fan of people that get called crazy because they're usually the ones that are speaking the truth. And I speak from experience. I know what it was like to say things that were true and have the world be like, what? And so,
Right.
kind of
I
like,
was able to listen to what you were saying, but go
yeah. I mean,
ahead.
it's the same thing. They, you know, it's COVID comes out, a vaccine comes out. I tell everyone, don't do this. Like, you cannot do this, And you guys, I've been anti-pharma since before half the internet even knew what it was. Okay. And this is why, because I'm telling you guys, these vaccines, it just comes out right now. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but here we go. Okay. Literally, this COVID vaccine, and there is proof, killed kids in the trial, killed them, murdered them in the trials, and they still put it out to the public. And I see that And I see everybody that was screaming, don't get vaccines, and the whole world thinks they're crazy. But listen, like, first, how is nobody in handcuffs? Kids die in clinical trials. There's at least 10 proofs of death with this. The company's quiet. Agencies don't care. Somehow it's legal. If you hit a death in your business, you'd be in prison before sunrise. But like, Big Pharma gets a press release, they get immunity clauses, and they have politicians running interference. Like, how is that acceptable? How does a company get to bury outcomes and rewrite reality? And guess what, you guys, they're still cashing government checks. Ding ding ding.
Yeah, that's what fear will do for you.
Yeah,
that's what fear mongering, and that's what the mainstream media will absolutely do for you, which is just awful. But
it's sick.
You know, going back to Candace for just a minute,
yeah,
so I can weigh in on that, and then if you want,
yeah,
I'm happy to talk about, you know, the C word here, that we're going to get banned for. So it's all great. But the thing that worries me with Candace is that, I mean, if she says that this is where she is, and she's got, you know, a hit out on her, the
right.
FBI has backed it up at this point, and, you know, that there is, in fact, an actual threat. So
yep.
I'm looking at this going, if TPUSA right now, their answer was pathetic, I'm with you, but
right.
the first thing they did was say, let's meet in a wide open public place.
Yeah, they're going to kill her.
To discuss this. That's what I'm thinking. It's not going to surprise me at all if there's an attempt made on her life between now
Right.
and then, or then,
Right.
because they want her taken out. And
They
if
do.
TPUSA is behind it, that's like awful. But,
Yeah.
you know, on this show, one of the things that we do is we question. So
Yep.
we're not saying that TPUSA is behind it, or that they've done it,
Ooh.
Or anything else. We're simply raising the question. And
Yeah.
the point is people need to question these things. And they're not questioning this, you know. And
Yeah.
I can't imagine Candace is going to walking out there going, okay, sure, let me
Right.
just make myself wide open after what
Right.
happened to Charlie. Why would anybody do that? So it really bothered me that their very fast response, and I mean
Yeah.
really quick, was, well, let's meet in a public, wide open place so we can have a debate. And I'm going,
Yeah.
no, no, you
Right.
know, but
And they
anyway,
have
that's just
enough
me
internet
and my
bots.
paranoia.
Yeah, no, they have enough internet bots that are very anti-Candace that are feeding that narrative too. So absolutely, there's mental manipulation going on that she is a threat. You know, there is it's psychological warfare, you guys. It is crazy how manipulated we are as a whole. And so, yeah, don't be a useful idiot. You have to question everything. And I did think that. I'm like, they want to debate. And first I was thinking, like, you and I are talking. Cool, let's do that. Far away. I'm in my own safe space, undisclosed location, all my guard dogs. But yeah, I know she needs to not go where the people are. I just don't go where the people are. But it's one of those
No,
things,
you
right?
could have
Like,
had a debate like we are.
yeah, exactly.
Go ahead. Yeah. It could have been
But
like over Zoom.
yeah.
It could have been on a network. You could have had a mediator.
I agree.
You know, I mean, it could have been, what's the English guy, Pierce?
I agree.
You know, he could have been in the middle of it. Pick anybody to mediate the thing and to keep everybody from talking over one another or something. Mute mics, you know, if they're going to talk over each other. I mean, if you can have, you know, Kamala and Trump on a stage together, right, and mute mics in order
anything
to
is
get the message out,
possible.
you can put these two factions, you know, on the stage. But then they
Yeah.
can still be in, you know, under secure guard, for crying
Yeah.
out loud. This is awful.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what's happening with it at this point, because I'm scared for her life. I really think it's awful.
Yeah. No, I mean, you guys, I hope you do know that. You could do the research. Like, this, it is a credible threat that was put on her life. And the thing that gets me is, like, I'm always going to question this. It's insane to me, like, how laws just magically stop applying in government, in pharmaceutical BS. Like, it is crazy to me that just laws don't apply.
This goes back a long way. This
Yeah.
topic right now, without even going back to COVID, but COVID was a result of it. And
Yeah.
the person who figured this out, honestly, was Obama. And
Yeah.
Obama was, I mean, say what you want about him, the guy was a constitutional genius.
Yeah.
Genius. And he figured out that if you just don't follow the order, you know, what's the consequence? We for all of these years, for almost, for hundreds of years, frankly, we just said it's the Constitution, so you have to. And everyone abided by it. And Obama's the first one to have that kind of an office to stand up and go, or what? If I disobey the Constitution, what are you going to do to me? Because the Constitution is woefully lacking an enforcement measure. The only way to enforce it is through the courts. And he said, so there's no police action. You can't do anything to me. You have to sue me, which means I get away with what I'm doing right now. Right. If you try to stop me from doing it, I'm going to claim racism. I'm going to claim whatever is, whatever phobia you want to accuse somebody of. And I'm going to get away with it in the moment. And the worst thing that's going to happen is the Supreme Court, 6 months to a year from now, is going to tell me I can't do it again. That's it. He figured that out. And, now we have federal law, which supersedes state law. And states are going, nah, we're just going to pass a law.
It's
Like Pritzker
crazy.
just did. And he said, you know what? We're going to fund college scholarships for illegal immigrants. That's how you qualify. If you're an illegal immigrant, you qualify for a college scholarship. And the people in Illinois who wanted the free loans, the Democrats who wanted all the free, college scholarships and stuff and forgiveness and all that, and didn't get it, are watching illegal immigrants get that money that they wanted, and they're still voting for this guy. I don't get it. Never gonna get it.
It
But
doesn't make sense.
federal law supersedes that. They've already said you can't do it. But Pritzker goes, "What are you gonna do to me?" So he's gonna get away with it for a year, maybe two, before it finally gets to the Supreme Court, and Pam Bondi finally has some attorney screw it up, and they lose. And, to heck with the Constitution and the actual law. It's just amazing to me.
The lack of integrity. And you guys, this is the thing. Like, never have I read in the Bible where God has said to bow to corrupt kings, lying rulers, or systems built on pure deception. What he says biblically is to expose it. Expose it. Reprove, call
Expose it.
it out, drag it to light. Do not let evil pretend that it's righteous. So that means, with all of this mess, knowing that our, medical system, our healthcare is a business, and that murder is nothing to them. Not when it comes to dollar signs. They're going to sacrifice your babies. They're going to sacrifice you. They don't care. Like, there is no conscience. There is no integrity. So you have to stay rooted in the truth, even when the world calls you crazy. Question the vaccines, do the research, read the box. How many of you have ever gone in for vaccines when it comes to vaccinating your kids, even, and like read the back of the box? Okay. Like, you have to refuse to trade discernment for convenience. Get a shot for a free donut. Like, you guys are so stupid. Stupid. It's
If they're giving you an
crazy.
incentive to take the shot, that right there eliminates the
Says
idea that you have to have
everything.
the shot. Yeah. So
It
when we
says
brought our kids in to
everything.
have their required shots, we didn't even think about it. This was decades ago, but we didn't even think twice. We brought them in. Doctor said you need them. Said okay. Boom, boom, boom. Shot's done. Kids crying. You walk out. Go to McDonald's. Get them a little treat or Happy Meal, and you're on your way. That was life. We didn't question anything because the doctor said so. Well, and then kids start dying. And then you have to question stuff. And now that's where we are, is we have to question everything.
Everything.
COVID proved that. So,
We
and
knew
we're with
that
you. I'm a
COVID
very
is
proud
just,
anti-vaxxer.
COVID is just that, that was just like what people like me needed to prove to the world we're not crazy. But then it's crazy because people still think we're crazy. There's still people arguing for the vaccines, people still lining up for flu shots, people still taking their babies to get pumped full of heavy metals. Like, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. And you guys have to stop complying just because it's normal. They're gonna try it again. And every system, every attack that the government has on its people is going to collapse when people stop feeding it. So that means we start demanding transparency and accountability from every level. They work for you, your local reps, like, talk to these people. Most of them forget that they work for you until someone shows up really pissed off, and do things like document, speak up, show receipts. I save emails that I send. Corruption survives on silence, literally. And it dies in daylight when it's brought out. And it's all about money. So if exposure is how you cripple them, but if you really want to hit them, you mess with their money. And that's like being a little rebellion, starting a rebellion with your health, you guys. And I'm not saying I'm not anti-modern medicine. I've had six C-sections. If I didn't have those C-sections, I'd be dead with my first. Like that, it's absolutely, doctors are very vital. My son breaks his arm. I'm not bandaging that here. I'm going to take him to the emergency room. So there is a time and a place
Right.
for doctors, but when it comes to your core health, your everyday health, like your blood pressure, your heart, your brain, like all of this stuff, you guys, that is your responsibility. And you don't need a doctor to tell you what you need. You just have to take massive responsibility and find those alternatives. Blood tests are key. It tells you everything. Your blood speaks. There's so many alternatives to what you're doing to actually get to the core root of health, anti-pharma. And you have to teach your kids the truth starting now to ask questions. I don't even, my kids haven't had a well check ever. They, if they're sick, we work through that. There's
Right.
one time my daughter got this insane rash. Like it was like kind of pre-COVID. And it was a very bizarre phenomenon. It was like every rash you could Google was cycling through her body over 24 hours. Like if you Googled measles, she had measles. And then an hour later, if you Googled like ringworm, it looked like ringworm and it just kept like reforming. And we take her to the hospital. She starts getting worse and I'm seeing that. And I'm like, all right, I made a mistake. And I tell them we're leaving. Like, we are leaving right now. And she's like, we're going to have to call the police. And I'm like, call the police. Like, you have to discharge us. She can't sleep. You guys are in here every 4 hours. She just needs sleep right now, And nobody knew. They brought in teams of doctors, sent us to a specialist up north in Michigan and teams of doctors. And like, nobody knew anything. So I'm like, all right, we're out. And it took a nurse fighting for me and they discharged us. We got her home. 2 days later, everything cleared up. That baby slept for 2 days. 2 days later, cleared up, haven't had the issue ever again. It was terrifying. So doctors don't always know, you guys, They just don't. You have to take
Yeah.
responsibility for this kind of stuff and rebel. No more conformity. No more saying, no more living on fear. Okay. That is one of the non-negotiables in the Bible is you don't get to simultaneously have faith and fear. You have to choose one or the other. That's it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I love that idea. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't coexist. It doesn't happen. You can't have faith and be scared at the same time. So, it exposes a lot of Christians. Were you terrified of COVID? I know the first week I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, what's happening? I felt that initial wave and then I saw through it. I'm like, okay, this is stupid. Like, what's going on? And then you start seeing all the hypocrisy and the holes in everything. And, if it wasn't for technology, I mean, first of all, they couldn't have pulled it off. And second of all, they would have gotten away with a lot worse. So it's kind of a double-edged
Right.
sword, you know?
That's so crazy because when it first came out, I wasn't, my older son and I weren't,
Yeah.
we were just like sort of looking at it going, wait a minute, this just
Right.
sounds so wrong. And even right off the bat, just the way they rolled it out, there was no big
Yeah.
emergency, everybody locked down. It was like instant hypocrisy from
Yeah.
the very first step. And so
Yeah.
I just questioned it from moment one.
Day one.
And I'm like,
Yeah.
wait a minute, what you do just said to me makes no sense. I mean, if there really is something great, I'll go, shutter in place.
Right.
But you know what? That doesn't make any sense what you just said to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, then every restriction after that made no sense at all.
No,
So
it got crazy.
all of it, it screamed control from moment one.
Yeah.
And I went, wait, what?
Yeah.
So but anyway, we've talked about that before. We could talk about that till we're both blue in the face, I
Yeah,
think,
no,
because we
it
both
is
feel the same way.
crazy. It is crazy. So I have
But
another
yeah.
question. I have another question, you guys. Okay. And this is gonna take us way on another topic, but how does it make sense that the same political machine that celebrates abortion like they cheer for this stuff, is like suddenly doing the clutching their pearls, like because drug traffickers and terrorists are getting bombed. I'm so
You're not
confused.
Waiting for me to give you an answer to that, are you? Because
no,
I'm
I just
befuddled.
want, I just am, I'm giving the audience their moment to be like, oh my God, is she serious? Like, it's not going to make sense morally. This is only going to make sense politically. You guys, we are dealing with a party and a media ecosystem that does not operate from any moral consistency. It's a narrative management, power retention. Here we go with the emotional manipulation. They're playing us. They don't care about war crimes. They care about controlling the story. So deep state's after Pete Hegseth, because not because of the actions in question, but because of the influence that he's holding and the audience that he's reaching. The machine is reacting. So you know when you see the media trying to label, smear, twist, or amplify anything that they can weaponize, you know that that person is making a difference somewhere. And he's reaching people they don't want him to reach. So
they're not going to get Pete.
No.
They're not going to get Pete. The only way to get Pete is to actually go get Pete. And I think they'd have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
You'd have a hard time coming up with your excuse for that.
Right.
He's not going to hang himself in a cell.
No.
You know, they're not going to ruin him or embarrass him because he doesn't. They're not going to get him. And I think that's one of the reasons it's kind of like he's getting his own derangement syndrome now.
Yes.
So you got Trump derangement syndrome, and I think you're getting, you know, Pete.
Yeah.
So
but that's,
it's
I love
a little,
it.
Little rough.
When people start getting deranged, it's because that person is not staying in the political box they assigned. That's it. They're telling the truth. They're stepping out of line. They're challenging a narrative, and he's refusing to be owned by the establishment. So they have a pattern. They have a playbook. We're over it. We're over it.
He's like all of us. He's the guy that's going, what are you going to do to me?
Yeah.
No, not listening to this anymore.
Right.
Well, we're going to, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's one of my favorite guys in government right now.
No, he's so great. He doesn't take any shit, and he just speaks the truth. And I'm scared to like be super obsessed because, you know, once I really start to get going on someone, they disappoint me. So I'm holding a little, I'm refraining, I'm showing restraint, and I'm just cheering from the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, because I'm not going to eat my words and have him leave like other people do. Okay, everybody leaves me, you guys. That's the story. I'm not even getting attached. But you guys know, you know, this Venezuela thing, right? This Venezuela thing is we never get the real story. For one, I think there's reasons that they really can't tell the real story. I get that. Like, every department doesn't even have the real story. I watch movies. Okay, not everybody knows what's going on. But underneath all of this, I'm just going to say, I do feel like this is just oil and power and control. Venezuela is sitting on some of the biggest oil reserves in the world. I had to Google that. And that makes them a constant target. So I just feel like anytime America gets hyper focused on a country with a massive natural resource, like, you know, someone is in the background playing chess, you know, the buildup, the sudden concern, it's pressure. I get that. But it's not like they woke up one morning and they were like, oh, we're going to protect you guys from fentanyl for the first time ever. Like, they kind of pick and choose what's going to fit whatever narrative that they want to run that month, you know, and say, like, maybe Trump is actually looking out for America, right? Maybe this really is him trying to block foreign powers from scooping up the oil. I respect that. Okay. Other countries want it. I get that. The fastest way to weaken America isn't bombs, you guys. Okay. It's cutting us off from that global energy power. So maybe he's playing a long game. He's trying to keep hostile nations from owning the region. I guess that's possible. And there's also like the cartel angle, right? Hitting the drug networks that are are tied up in that system. There's so many ways that this could play out. But what I know to be true, the government doesn't do anything out of the goodness of their heart. There's always a way for them to win.
Right.
What can I get out of this? Which, hey, no fault in that, right? Because we all function like that. Like, what am I going to get out of this? So even if it's the best interest in mind with Trump, it doesn't mean everyone around him is got our best interest, because there's people in our own government who don't want to have a win. And there are foreign players who want Venezuela weak, you know, but not too weak. So all the corporations drooling over the oil reserves, they want the profit. So it's a power piece right now. I'm curious to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Or if we ever find out.
I hate to say it, but I'm adopting kind of an imperialistic view of this whole scenario right now, because we've been wringing our hands, trying to be Switzerland, peacekeeper of the world. You know, you do your thing, we'll do ours. I don't want to anger somebody because then they might get upset with us. We've been playing that little footsie game for way too long.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of looked at it and gone, look, if the cartels are getting their money and their backing and their power from oil, then it doesn't matter how many shipments you seize.
Right.
They're going to keep making fentanyl. Okay.
Yep.
So how do you stop them? Well, you take away their money.
Yeah.
That's keeping them going. That's keeping them in business. Well, okay. Now, if anyone else goes in and takes that, then they have that power. They are now in charge. They own the cartel. They have the cartel sending the fentanyl into our country, you know, 10 times as much now.
Right.
Which weakens us from the ground up. So it's you can look at it 100 different ways. Morally, I'm sure there's a way to say it's not okay.
Yeah.
But if you look at it and go, look, everybody's trying to kill us right now.
Everybody's trying to kill us.
I'm sorry, but I'm done apologizing.
Yeah.
I'm done apologizing. I watched the last 4 years of us begging for mercy from everybody, going, hey, if we just don't make them mad, they'll leave us alone.
How
and they
embarrassing.
Didn't. They came into our country and they tried to take us over.
Yeah.
So either we are America first, and that means America first. And that means if you mess with us, you know, FAFO, sorry.
We're going to blow up your boats.
That's it.
Simple.
Or we're not.
Yeah.
But enough half measures on everything. And that's how I feel about all of it. Not just Venezuela, you know, but everything going on within the country, you know, with Oregon,
right,
with Illinois, with Michigan, with, you know what? I'm done. No more half measures. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, if you shove an ICE officer, if you throw a brick through the window of an ICE vehicle, you're going
done.
To jail. You're done.
Yeah.
Okay. We'd be going to jail. Why aren't they? So I'm just tired of all of it.
Well, maybe
while
the
I'm at
secret
it,
is
let's just
you
do it.
throw on some high heels, I dye my hair blue and get a bull nose ring in my nose. And maybe if we dress like that and show up and kick people's asses, we'll be okay.
Then it's okay. Yeah, then it's okay.
And
You're
make sure
right.
You wear I don't know what kind of shirt we could wear that people would understand that, you know, we're anti whoever.
Rainbow something.
Yeah,
yeah
some rainbows I, on it. I don't know. The future is female.
I don't
or
know.
Something. I support women's rights. Right to choose.
You know, you and I have only met in person one time, but I mean, I'm a big dude. So I don't think they make that kind of plus
they
size,
make big
you know,
heels.
move.
I've seen some dudes wearing some heels.
I'm not that
we'll
dude.
Teach you how to run.
You know, I can't
I'm
walk in
just
tennis
figuring out
shoes
how we can
without
break the
falling
law.
over.
I tried. We'll just stay in our
we're getting banned.
integrity. We'll stay in our integrity. We'll keep our moral compass and we won't break the law, but it really is annoying to see people not being held
Yeah,
accountable.
It's awful.
And
it is
it's
awful.
constant. It's constant. Well, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of good news. You know, Trump, he just keeps coming back to floating that end of federal income tax. And this isn't a random headline. Like, he's hinted at this for years, but now he's actually talking the process. And if this were to happen, this is going to be one of the biggest financial shifts in American history. Like, that is people bringing home their entire paycheck, not 60% of it, while the government's blowing the rest on the bullshit that we don't want happening. So that's why everybody's perking up when he says it. But what I want you guys to understand is, like, he can't just snap his fingers and kill the IRS. Like, he has to go through congressional action, blah, 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 boring stuff. Replacing the revenue source, like a national sales tax, the tariffs, which that was his intention the entire time, or to restructure federal spending. But there is a legal framework that passes constitutional review. So is it possible? Technically, absolutely. Easy? Absolutely not. But Trump is being very loud about this. And I feel like he's reckless enough. He's going to actually try this, which is why the political class freaks out every time he brings it up. And the plan, he's messing with their money, right? Their slush funds. This is how they all line their pockets. This is how they get rich. But he's also talked about, there's a couple, I should have wrote their name down and I didn't. They came in on this with him, and they've working with advisors about starting investment funds for kids born in the next 5 years. So basically every newborn is going to get an account seeded with real money that grows with the market until they're adults. Like, it's Social Security, but flipped, which is how it should be anyway, because this is building wealth. It's not draining it. Generational shift. That means kids turning 18 will have actual assets instead of debt. So he's smart. He knows about long-term compounding. He knows how, you know, who to talk to and who to work with. People that know how the stock market, the bonds, you know, how the sovereign wealth funds work. And countries like Norway and Singapore are already doing this. So this isn't like some random impossible fantasy. Like, this is a real policy that can come with real receipts. So I feel like if he could pull both of these off, like if he can abolish income tax and create the investment start funds for newborns, like, this is a government model no one alive has ever seen in the United States of America. Right. Huge. Is that what he would say? Huge. It's beyond huge.
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 This is a rewrite. It's a rewrite of the economic DNA of this country. This a massive in debt, terrible with money country.
I saw that report when it came out. Norway announced, you know, that they had been doing this for so long. And at this point they had, I mean, what was it, like $300,000 or something per kid or something, you know, in the whole country. Like, they've been doing it for so long and doing it so well and doing it so disciplined, meaning keeping it out of the hands of the politicians.
That part.
Because they set it up to be untouchable.
Yep.
So money goes in, doesn't come out. Unless it's going to the people it's intended for. And they've got, what, retirement plans for everybody in their entire country. And they did it. And that's what the people paid into. And it's like, what a thought. Don't we have something like that? What's it called? Social Security. Oh, yeah. But our politicians keep taking it.
They keep taking it. And it's kind of ass backwards. Like, we imagine how strong the economy would be if, and how this is the problem. Because the establishment is going to fight this because they live off your paychecks like parasites. They're not giving up their food source willingly. Okay. So are they going to fight it? Yes. But there's more of us than them. So Boston Tea Party shit, whatever we got to do, we should continue to follow this and talk about this and be loud about this. Because imagine an economy where people are set up and people are going to screw it up. Trust me. Like, it happens. But the government has less power and control when you're financially stable. Food stamps prove that.
Right.
That whole issue proved that. Healthcare, you know, you guys know that healthcare is free in Canada, and like 23,000 people died last year on a waiting list for healthcare because it's free. Like, your health, you can afford, you know, good healthcare. And I'm not talking about big pharma care. I'm talking about, you know, doing smart things like taking massive responsibility for yourself, those kind of things. But like, government has less power and control if you are financially sound. Other countries, like, this is huge for economy, huge for the solidarity of the United States of America. If we can actually have kids not coming out at 18 with college debt, with, you know, it changes the game. Completely. And it's not about like waiting until you're 60 or 80, you know, to depend on the government to feed you. It's you have the resources to make this possible for yourself. So it's possible. It's just going to be really uncomfortable for the people who've gotten rich off of off your federal taxes.
Well, and that's their power too. You know, I mean, every election cycle you hear, well, tax the rich, right? Or you hear tax cuts for businesses. If you took taxes out of the political platforms and that wasn't something they could actually use, what are they going to talk about? I mean, they're going to talk about abortion and trans, women in thrill sports or something. That's it. There's no more headline even. So every politician on the Hill loses their power. You know, if you can't say, hey, you can buy my vote by giving me, $2 million of tax money for this special project back in my home state. Okay, sure, so I can get reelected. Well, when the tax dollars are gone from the income tax, sorry, you don't have control over that anymore. Doesn't work. So they don't want it. Their politicians don't want it, and that's the biggest problem. The people who are actually trying to survive, we all want it. We've all had
Everybody
enough
wants
of
it.
this temporary income tax that's been permanent on our butts since, moment one. And Trump is like, wait a minute, we make plenty in tariffs to cover the income tax. We don't need it anymore. And then no one has control over it. Oh, and then you also can't take away the tariffs as soon as he leaves office because then you won't have any money to use. It takes the power away. And that's what he's trying to do too. He's trying to
I
give the
think
power back to the people, and politicians will not like it. Now, I love the idea.
it's
I
what
love
we
both.
voted for, kids.
And it's funny because the people who are going to be really against this Norway plan, for instance, like we're talking about, because Trump came up with it, they're going to be against it. These are the same folks who are out there posting, well, Elon Musk has enough to give us all $1 billion. Why not? Let's just do that. And it's like, well, no, he doesn't, but you'll take his money, but you won't take your own money. You're paying out of your paycheck back. Okay, because you're a genius. So, yeah, the same people are going to be arguing against this simply because it comes from Trump.
What
So,
do they call them?
should be
NPCs. Like
interesting.
they're not real. They're just like those
Unplayable
characters.
characters.
Like I just don't
I
think they're real.
disused that expression.
I think they're just plants. They're just little robots they put down for us. But you guys, if you put all this together, I never want to be the show that leaves you guys feeling super frustrated or super hopeless, because that's how it can be when you read the headlines and you see how much we lack accountability in our government with lawlessness. You put it together, Big Pharma hiding deaths, the government shrugs, Trump is ending, federal income tax, newborn investment funds, the whole thing. It paints a huge picture, and it's that this country is shifting. The thing is, we can't afford to sleepwalk through all of this like useful idiots, okay? I'm telling you, and this is a truth, that a corrupt system is only going to survive when people are too distracted, too divided, too sick, too scared, or too spiritually bankrupt to push back. So the first step isn't necessarily fix America. It is fix your house, fix your discipline, fix your obedience. If your life is out of order, you are not a threat to the system. You're making it harder for people like us. So you have to start with your health. You have to start with your finances. You have to start with your family, your convictions, your walk with God, because a strong house creates strong people, and strong people cannot be controlled. And you have to use your voice. And I'm not saying, whisper in your DMs. I'm not talking about a rant to your dog or your hairless cats. Okay. I'm talking about like real conversations, telling the truth, even when it makes people uncomfortable. Push back when people are trying to spoon feed you their bullshit propaganda. Push back when they're trying to teach, your kids bullshit propaganda. Teach your kids discernment so they're not raised as government dependents. That's how the movements start. That rebellion, that's how it starts. We can't sit around and pray for heroes while we're too scared to open our mouths. None of this, anything that Trump is doing for the better of our country, the federal tax or the generational wealth, none of that is going to survive if we're all checked out. You don't change a nation with positive vibes. wishful thinking. You change it by showing up and by refusing to be manipulated and by being loud and by being informed and asking questions. Just ask questions. It's okay. It's okay. I ask all the questions. I ask all the time. I don't even know if the world is really a globe. Ask the questions, you guys. It doesn't matter what people think of you asking the questions. It doesn't change anything in my life. This is the season to stop being passive and stop being naive. The world is shifting. So either come into this with clarity and obedience or keep repeating the cycle and you're going to piss all of us off.
If I can close out, I'm just going to say amen, because that was a great closeout. Loved every minute of it. And you've been on fire today. So I'm not getting in the way of that.
Close out.
That's
People
awesome.
Are going to be like, what happened? The world is upside down. The world is shifting.
We are good. That was great. That was great.
Awesome. We'll
Love
see
it.
You guys next week. We have so much to talk about. Have a great weekend.